Today, the insurance renewal trap. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, World's Latest Post, covering finance and prop news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Today I wanted to share with you a couple of conversations that I've had with a few viewers here, and also cross-link it with some information that's just come out of the UK, and it's all to do with general insurance renewal processes and premiums. The fact of the matter is, if you are with an insurer and you simply roll your renewal over with them, the chances are you'll be paying more than you possibly should. And I've had three viewers write to me independently, all saying the same thing, that in the last few days, they've had cause to renew their insurance, general insurance for the property and content insurance. And in each case, by going to a search site and comparison site, they were able to get a significantly cheaper deal. But here's the catch. They were all loyal customers with particular insurers in Australia and had assumed that the good deal they got on day one would continue through year one, year two, year three, etc. But the fact of the matter is that year by year, most insurers are putting up premiums for existing customers. Whereas if you apply for a new policy with a new provider, and especially if you go via one of the comparison sites, you'll be able to get a significant discount. And that discount can, in fact, be several hundred dollars a year. So it does pay to shop around. Frankly, there is no reward for loyalty. Now, the UK Financial Conduct Authority, which is the regulatory organisation for a number of financial services organisations and systems in the UK, have just released an evaluation of their general insurance renewal transparency intervention. And in fact, it goes back to an analysis they did in April 2017. And they had found in 2017 that if you simply renew with your existing insurer in the UK, you'll be paying more than if you shop around. Now, as a result of that, they'd already made some new rules and guidance in August 2016. And there were a couple of things that they actually asked the industry to do. The first was to show the premium to be paid on renewal and last year's premium on each renewal so that they could be easily compared. And also to include some text to encourage consumers to shop around. And again, reinforcing later that shopping around was a good idea. And they wanted, they said, their intervention to prompt consumers to pay greater attention on renewal, shop around to make better informed decisions, and also to drive for greater transparency of existing customers by focusing on pricing strategies and renewal practices. Now, they've just come back to discuss their findings following those interventions. They estimate consumers are saving somewhere between £39 million and £330 million a year, with an average estimate of £185 million a year due to that intervention. That's set against a cost of around £4 million a year. And those benefits came from two interrelated effects. And they do differ, by the way, between home, motor and pet insurance markets. The first, that firms' increased focus on renewal practices, such that premiums offered at renewal for home and motor insurance have not increased by as much as they would have done without their intervention. And secondly, consumers being prompted to make better informed decisions through engaging and shopping around, leading to changes in consumers' negotiation practices or switching at renewal. Now, the takeaway from that, and indeed the experience of my local viewers here, is that if you don't shop around when your insurance policies are renewed, you will be paying more. And they also, in the UK, noted that those who were less digitally aware, so, for example, not using online comparison sites, were more likely to be paying a lot more for contents insurance or building insurance than those who were shopping around regularly. So there are two takeaways, I think, from today. The first is that when your insurance renewal comes in, do take the time to just check to make sure that you can't do better. The online comparison sites are pretty powerful, and the chances are you will be able to save some money if you switch from your current provider to another provider, or indeed use that as a negotiating factor to drive your premiums down. And the second point is that if you have been with the same insurer for a number of years, don't automatically assume that they are giving you the best deal. The chances are, year by year, they'll be ratcheting up your insurance premiums and you'll be paying more than a new customer to that particular organisation because loyalty is not valued or recognised in Australia. So there you go. A couple of tips which may help you to save a few dollars, and in the current climate where money is tight, every dollar counts. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.